Sai Ram, dearest listeners, welcome to a beautiful Thursday afternoon session of Love to Love with me, Chandu Vijay. Last week, we explored a deeper understanding of some Chinese culture and traditions in conjunction with the Chinese New Year that was celebrated on February 10th, just a few days back. Now, one of the biggest values that the Chinese uphold is revering and honoring their parents, or filial piety, as we may call it. Now, Bhagwan himself has stressed on this many a time. So this week, let's look at how Swami himself has set an example for the world through his own love and reverence to his divine mother, Mother Ishwarama.
You are listening to Love to Love, a program that brings you songs of love, from love, through love and to love by the students and devotees of Bhagwan.
Welcome back, dear listeners. Swami says, only by honoring the parents will the children's children will honor them. A clear case of action and reaction. Swami says, Dehamata, the physical mother. It is this mother who has given you birth, struggled hard serving you and sacrificed everything for your comfort and upbringing. So she has to be revered. As always, Swami never preaches something he does not practice himself. The loving Lord Sai has shown by example how he revered the words and wishes of his own divine mother, Mother Ishwarama. One beautiful story which Swami himself had narrated some years back reveals the truth behind the reason Prashanti Nilayam stands in the grounds of Puttaparthi and nowhere else in the world. Swami says in his own words, and I quote, "The Maharani of Mysore, coffee planter Sakamma, and Desaraj Arasu, the maternal uncle of Mysore Maharaja, were amongst those who used to come here. One day they prayed, 'It is difficult for us to come here often, hence, please come and settle in Mysore. We shall build a big mansion for you.' I told, 'I don't want big buildings. I want to be here.' So that night, Mother Ishwarama came to me with tears in her eyes and said, 'Swami, people want to take you here and there for their selfish purposes. If you leave Puttaparthi, I will give up my life. Please promise me that you will remain in Puttaparthi forever.' I gave her my word that I would never leave Puttaparthi. This is why I have constructed many buildings in the ashram for the comfort and convenience of devotees." A word of promise to his beloved mother has turned into the spiritual capital of the world today. In a simple yet profound act of honoring his mother's simple wish, Swami has shown by example that fulfilling your parents' wishes will always result in only good. So it is his mother to whom mankind owes Swami's allegiance to his birthplace and his gift to us of a beautiful and sublime ashram and temple, which have now become the spiritual lighthouse for the entire world. Welcome back, dear listeners. Today we are continuing our discussion on how Swami set a great example in honoring one's parents. We all know Swami honored every word of Mother Ishwaramma, proving that no task was too daunting for him to fulfill for her. Now, Swami recollects how the small hamlet of Puttaparthi transformed into a city with all amenities and services simply through simple desires of Mother Ishwaramma for the people of Puttaparthi. I quote Swami again, "Once she told me, 'Swami, our Puttaparthi is a small village. Since there is no school in this village, the children are forced to walk long distances to attend schools in the neighboring villages. I know that you are the ocean of compassion. Please construct a small school in this village.' I asked where she wanted the school to be built. She said she had a piece of land behind her house. She wanted the school to be constructed there. As desired by her, I got the school constructed. Though it was very small school, the inaugural function was a grand affair attended by many devotees. From a small school, now there are numerous Satyasai institutions that have seen graduates in the thousands, all imbibed with an education filled with human values and compassion for society."
One day, a friend of mine seems Dear Muhammad, for he was very truthful and cared for the forlorn. Muhammad, Allah sent his messenger Muhammad. He lost his mother when he was 6 years old. Strong and good was little sweet Muhammad. Allah's little messenger had a heart of gold. Muhammad, Allah sent his messenger Muhammad, whose uncle Abu Talib raised him from a child, taught him to become an honest merchant, buying and selling. His temperament was mild. Muhammad, Allah sent his messenger Muhammad to work for a widow Khadijah and help where he could. Because he was so honest and trustworthy, marriage made them both messengers for good. Muhammad, Rasulullah, Muhammad, Rasulullah. Allah sent his messenger Muhammad to respect and to love and care for his wife. They had 7 children altogether. Though she was older, they had a happy life. Muhammad, Rasulullah, Muhammad, Rasulullah. Allah sent his messenger Muhammad to sit and meditate in a darkened cave. Suddenly a light came on Muhammad. The angel Gabriel in this light was bathed. Muhammad, Rasulullah, Muhammad, Rasulullah. Allah sent his messenger Muhammad. His wife said, do not fear, for Allah loves you, 'cause you are kind and care for people. Allah sent his angel to tell you what to do. Muhammad, Rasulullah, Muhammad, Rasulullah. Allah sent his messenger Muhammad. Allah, I will do as you want me to. Allah gave his teachings on Islam. In the Holy Quran, Muhammad teaches you. In the Holy Quran, Allah tells us what to do. Muhammad, Rasulullah, Muhammad, Rasulullah, Muhammad, Rasulullah, Muhammad, Rasulullah.
Welcome back, dear listeners. Swami continues to explain how Mother Ishwaramma inspired many of the beautiful facilities that are now available in Puttaparthi. In Swami's own words, and I quote again, the next day, Ishwaramma expressed her happiness over the inaugural function and said that she had one more desire. She wanted a hospital also to be built in the village. She said, Swami, I don't want to put you into trouble. If you are troubled, the whole world will be in trouble. And if you are happy, the whole world will be happy. So if it gives you happiness, please construct a small hospital. So as per her wish, I got the hospital constructed. Bejawada Gopal Rao, a highly reputed person in those days, was invited to inaugurate the hospital. The inauguration was attended by thousands of people from the neighboring villages. Ishwaramma did not imagine that this would be a grand affair. Swami, of course, did not stop there. From the humble beginnings of the general hospital came along two super speciality hospitals, one in Puttaparthi and another in Whitefield. And these have state-of-the-art class medical equipment and expertise treating all of the most complicated and difficult medical cases in the world absolutely free of charge. The miraculous stories from Satya Sai hospitals have never failed to uplift, inspire and reinstate one's faith in humanity and God.
Thank you.
Welcome back, dear listeners. Continuing with the story of how Swami fulfilled the wishes of his mother in ways that went beyond the call of duty. When Mother Ishwarama asked for a small school and a hospital for the village, Swami responded by building them, but did not stop at that. They went on to become world-class university and two super speciality hospitals. Now let's see how Swami responded when Mother Ishwarama asked for few wells to be dug for the sake of water for the village of Puttaparthi. Swami says, and I quote, "Next day she came up to me and said, 'Swami, it does not matter even if I die now. I have no more worries. You have fulfilled my desires and mitigated the suffering of the villagers to a great extent.' I said, 'If you have any more desires, ask me now.' She replied hesitantly that she had yet another small desire. You know, the river Chitravati is in spate during the rainy season, but in summer it dries to a trickle and people do not have drinking water. So please see that some wells are dug in the village." I told her that I would not stop with these small wells, that I would provide drinking water to the entire Rayalaseema region. Ishwarama said, "I don't know what Rayalaseema is. I am satisfied if our village is provided with drinking water." So dear listeners, this led to numerous water projects that have benefited large communities of people all through the country and inspired many more outside India. Thus, it is what Ishwarama's vision and compassion lit up the lives of countless numbers who are benefiting from her unselfish wishes. This was not merely an ideal she encouraged her son to make real, but one she expressed actively through her love for all.
The religion of love, the religion of love. There may be many names, but they're all the same. Hindu, Jewish, Christian, Buddhist, Islam, Parsi, Shinto, Taoist, Native American, Sikh and Jain. There is only one God, and He is omnipresent, and He is omnipresent. There is only one. He may be worshipped as the sun, or as Allah, Brahma, Maheshwara, Jehovah, Akal, Ahura, Mazda, Vishnu, and Ishwara. There have been many incarnations of the one eternal God, all embodiments of God. Throughout history, they've come in mystery. Rama, Krishna, Moses, Jesus, Mohammed, Nanak, Lhotse, Buddha, Zoroaster, Mahavira. Satya Sai now walks among us, greatest hope of all mankind, brightest light of any kind, defender of each path, changing love for wrath. Love is His form, truth is His breath, bliss is His food, expansion is His life, His life, is the message of love. His life is the message of
Welcome back, dear listeners. Continuing with our discussion on the ideal that Swami has set for us in honoring one's parents, Swami speaks on the highest importance of revering parents in innumerable discourses. During a divine discourse in 1988, Swami said, "Education that does not promote gratitude is worthless. It is the parents who gave you education. The guru is the educator. The divine has given you the capacity to get educated. Hence, the mother, father, and the guru are to be revered as God, as enjoined in the Vedas. You must show your gratitude to your parents, offer due respect to the teacher, and base your life on faith in God. You may feel proud that you are getting on in life by your own capabilities and intelligence. This is utterly foolish. You must cultivate a wide appreciation of nature. You must shed your narrow outlook." So, dear listeners, through his own exemplary actions, Swami inspired and led all of us to always remember that honoring one's parents is equal to honoring him.
Love it.
Welcome back, dear listeners. You are tuned to the Asia stream of Radio Sai Global Harmony and is listening to Love to Love, a program about all things love. And today we are continuing on the topic of filial piety from last week, but more in the Indian context. A story that most Indians know on filial piety is that of Shravan Kumar. Now, Swami has narrated this story many times in his divine discourses. The story goes thus. One day, his parents told Shravan Kumar that they had become quite aged. They therefore wanted him to take them to the 40 places of pilgrimage. It is a typical Hindu belief that a pilgrimage of the various shrines and holy places undertaken in old age purifies the soul. So in those days, means of transport were scarce and costly, and Shravan Kumar could not afford it. He therefore decided to place his parents in two baskets and carry the baskets on his own shoulders to the various places of pilgrimage. So he took a strong bamboo stick. At its two ends, he tied to two baskets with strong ropes and placed his father in one of the basket and his mother in the other. So carrying on his shoulders this bamboo stick with a basket at either end, Shravan started on the pilgrimage. Now, according to the legend Ramayana, while hunting in the forest of Ayodhya, King Dasharatha heard a sound near a lake and unleashed an arrow, hoping to hit an animal. So when he crossed the lake to collect his kill, he found that his arrow had struck a boy who was bleeding. The boy, Shravan Kumar, told Dasharath that he had come to the lake to collect water for his sick and aged parents who were both blind and who he had been carrying on a sling. He requested the king to take the water to his parents. After telling this tale, Shravan succumbed to his wounds. And when the king took water for his parents and told them of this tragic mistake, they were unable to bear the shock. They cursed Dasharatha that he would experience putra shoka, that is, grief due to loss of a son. Sanskrit putra is son or child, and shoka means grief. The place where Shravan died was named Sarvan, which is in Uttar Pradesh, if the locals are to be believed, and the spot where Dasharatha shot his arrow came to be known as Sarvara, and the place where Shravan's parents died is called Samadha. So villagers from Sarvan and adjoining places visit this spot every Monday to offer prayers to Shravan, who is revered as a dutiful son.
Followed a bird, flies erratic.
So welcome back, dear listeners. It is almost time for me to conclude, and I'm going to be concluding by quoting a discourse that Swami gave in the Ram Navami of 1988. Swami said, "Today the spirit of sacrifice is absent among people. The foremost lesson of the Ramayana is readiness for sacrifice. It is only through tyaga or renunciation or sacrifice that one attains yoga or oneness with divinity. The Ramayana proclaims the ideal of sacrifice. Obeying the commands of his father, renouncing the kingship and wearing a bark of the tree, Rama went to the forest as an exile." Swami conveys this message to us further. In that discourse, he says, Rama was prepared to honor a boon given by his father to his stepmother in fulfillment of an old promise. He renounced the throne at the moment of coronation and elected to go to the forest as an exile. Even though he was eminently qualified to become the ruler, nevertheless, he chose to go to the forest to honor his father's plighted word. Now this is a glorious example of an ideal life. Today, people would set not promises given by the father and place their self-interest in the forefront. Rama demonstrated to the world that men born in the Ikshvaku dynasty were unflinching in honoring the pledges of the fathers. Rama was prepared to face any ordeals and troubles in upholding these sacred principles. So with that, dear listeners, this is Chandu Vijay signing off. But please stay tuned. At 3:30, we will have the Telugu live stream, Sri Satya Sai Sandesha Jhari.
Like you, there's no other. You've given me such joy. I don't always please you with the way that I live. Your love is so true. You always forgive. Take a hundred to me. Though I'm sometimes with you, you're always with me. I cry one tear for you, you wipe a hundred for me. Through the ages of time, you've been waiting for me. With me, I cry one tear. say one prayer.